The protesters gathered at the Roseburg Airport carried both signs and guns, a potential nightmare for the Secret Service. Alan Montgomery made no attempt to hide his holsters.
Is part of your statement here the fact that, as I see it, you've got a couple of guns on you?
Well, that's not necessarily a statement more than it is just my right.
As the president's helicopter arrived, many showed their distaste for his call for more gun control. The White House has indicated the president is considering an executive order that would require more gun retailers to conduct background checks. In spite of the killings here, that remains an unpopular position in this part of Oregon. Sally Telford is a gun owner.
Our Second Amendment says no infringement. That means no infringement.
So anybody can have a gun? Somebody
yes.
With mental problems?
Yes,
can
everybody
have
can have a gun to defend themselves. So you can't just make us get a background check because somebody might have a mental problem.
The president's motorcade avoided the largest group of demonstrators on his way to Roseburg High School, where he met privately with families of all the victims of last week's shooting.
We're going to have to come together as a country to see how we can prevent these issues from taking place. But today, it's about the families.
Eric Dietz is the former husband of shooting victim Kim Dietz.
And he said to you?
He said that when it comes right down to it, there's a lot of different opinions in our country, but really, we're a lot more alike than we are different.
The president's visit to Roseburg was largely confined to the safe, secure area in the local high school. And in spite of suggestions that demonstrators would try to block roads, Scott, his motorcade came and went without disruption.